Joining us now, we have a recent winner on the web.com tour, Smiley Kaufman. Smiley, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No problem. All right, so I've been teasing this question for the first couple of segments, and inquiring minds need to know. You started off the season, three missed cuts, then all of a sudden we go tied fourth, champion. What kicked in, my man?
It's kind of hard to say. Just getting back into, I mean, the first three missed cuts I had were in South America. And just getting back into the States, I kind of started working at the end of South America with a mental coach. It kind of just started playing golf and having fun. And it wasn't that I was nervous about golf or anything. It was just maybe just a little uncomfortable with just the stress that comes along with the job. And I think once I had a better idea of what exactly clicked for me and why I enjoyed having fun doing what I was doing, I started playing good golf. I was playing good golf when in those missed cuts, but I was just kind of getting in my own way. And once I got out of my own way and started just playing golf the way I like to play golf and have fun, and I just started tearing it up.
But, I mean, all this talk of having fun and coaches to help you with your mental game, how does a guy named Smiley not live in his happy place?
Golf in general can tear you up sometimes. So, I mean, smile. It's hard to stay smiley all the time when you play golf. I do my best. I do my best, obviously. It makes it a little more difficult because golf is such a tedious game.
Well, and you know, you mentioned jumping out into the, you know, the initial tournaments, which aren't in the States. You know, your first adventure out on tour, it's got to kind of be hard to jump out on a tour and then have to basically go that far away, you know, kind of jump through the hoops of international travel and all that stuff just to go play in these events. And you kind of feel like you have to go play in these events because you want to get a good start to the season.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's the travel on rookies. I mean, I realized by the end that the travel was difficult on anybody. It wasn't just rookies. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I was thinking it was just hard on rookies, but it's hard on everybody. The only advantage they had is that they had seen the veterans had seen the golf courses before. And besides that fact, I mean, the travel and just the how you manage your body, your time, when you play practice rounds, when you don't, when you get your rest, it's all a big equation that you really need to have an answer for yourself and not just play it as you go kind of thing. So it was a big learning experience, and if I have to go back to the web, I mean, I'm not going to be. I'll at least have a little better idea of it all, but hopefully, I don't have to go back to the web and be on the PGA Tour and just do that old deal.
Well, I mean, you had just graduated from LSU in May. In all seriousness, did you even consider not going on that swing, or because you were making your first dive in, you said, I'm all in?
Oh, no, for the web.com, you got to go. It doesn't matter who you are, you got to go, because there's only so many tournaments the web.com has. So any chances you can go play in a tournament, and because if you win a golf tournament on the web.com, all you need is just another couple good finishes and you're on the PGA Tour. So whatever tournament you can go play in, you got to go do it. Just because it's in South America doesn't give any reason or any excuse for a player not to go down there unless there's something back home they need to do, family. But other than that, you got to be there.
Well, and speaking of good news, because, you know, winning that tournament and the 108 grand that went with it and your other two top four finishes, I mean, you're already at 159,535. Did you know that last year the 25th person on the money list had 162,321.76. So, I mean, you're basically inside last year's top 25 right now.
Yeah, Wait, what was the number you said?
Yeah, check this out. Check this out. We're dropping some knowledge on you there, Smiley.
160.
Yeah, I heard it was 140. I heard it was like 143.
I'm looking at. I just looked at last year's top 25, and I got 162.321 is what I saw. I just looked at it a little bit earlier. So either way, you're right there. So yeah, either way, to me, it's no worry.
That pretty much locked it up in itself. So, from what I hear, like, you just never know how the money's going to end up shaking up. But I'm not too worried about it. I'm going to just keep pushing and try to get to number one on the money list by the end of the year.
There you go.
Okay, so as you're pushing to get to number one at the end of the year and leave no doubt, and you look at the schedule, are there courses that set up better for your game? When you look at a course, and I'm sure since you haven't played a lot of them, you're having a look online and what they're like and talk to people. What kinds of features does Smiley look for in a course where you think you can be successful?
I look at a course that is relatively long, challenging greens, fast undulation, also a golf course that demands that you drive the golf ball well. And a course that you can hit, that other people maybe are hitting three woods and hybrids because they're scared of hitting their driver. Okay, those kind of courses where you're able to hit a driver, and it gives you an advantage if you hit it long and straight. Those are the golf courses that set up best for me, and because I hit it for the web, I'd be surprised. There's probably I would guess I'm around top 10 in driving distance on that tour. And I feel like I hit it just as straight as anybody with my driver. So it's when my driver's like it usually it is, it's a serious weapon. And I like to hit it pretty much just about everywhere.
Yeah, and you know, and right now it shows that you are, you know, 24th in driving distance on the tour, but we all know that's skewed because it depends on the hole and whatnot.
Skewed, yeah.
I got to ask you this, though. Last year, Pinehurst, U.S. Open. What kind of an experience was that?
That was awesome. You know, it was just playing in an event like that. You realize that's where you want to be. And coming out of college, even I had a great spring of my senior year, and you know, I didn't know if I wanted to turn pro yet. I was going to stay amateur for the summer and try to build up my resume, which I'm glad it didn't happen because I'm so glad I had a summer playing professional golf. And, the U.S. Open, I mean, I played with some of the best players in the world in the practice rounds. And just, you know, anytime you get to play in front of thousands of people, it makes you that much better of a golfer the next time you go play in a big event. So the crowds don't bother me anymore like they did in the practice rounds. It's all just an awesome learning experience, and, you know, I was grateful for the opportunity, and, you know, it was sweet.
Again, we're talking with Web.com Tour winner Smiley Kaufman, and did you go into the U.S. Open? I mean, of course you wanted to make the cut, and you wanted to play as well as you could, but did you go into it as a learning experience? Because it sounds like you did, getting practice rounds with some of the best players in the world, and what did you learn from those guys?
I learned that I felt like I was better than them, like when I played with them. I felt like there was no reason, once you play with whoever it is that I played with, I felt like my game was just as good as theirs. Maybe theirs might have been a little sharper in a couple different areas, but there's parts of my game I felt like was better than theirs. So it's just like, man, that's not only do I want to be here, but also I feel like I can compete. And so that was a big wake-up call for me, and it kind of gave me some confidence. Even though the week didn't go as planned, I mean, I played pretty well. I just short game just wasn't quite there that week. The touch and the feel around those greens, Pinehurst is just as hard as it gets around those greens. And if you don't have the touch required, it's going to be hard to score very well out there.
Come on, dude. It's just us. It's just us. Who are you better than?
Who are you playing with?
I'm not saying that in one way or the other. I'm just saying.
All right. Now, Smiley, since you won't answer that question, I'm going to have to go Oprah Winfrey on you. Your birth name is Smiley. You have a younger brother named Lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
How was middle school? Well, how was middle school for you two?
I think it was more elementary. That was rough.
Well, elementary school, they don't have lockers to stick you in yet. So,
yeah.
So
I'm actually about to go eat with some of my buddies here for Cinco de Mayo, and all these guys I grew up with, and they always used to call me Frowny in elementary school just to make me mad.
So is your brother unlucky?
No, he's so lucky. No, he is. Anytime, like, we've ever been in the casino together, I just pretty much just give my money to him, and he does whatever that needs to happen. No, most time I win.
Well, I think it's time to call up some of those people from elementary school and show them that big cardboard check you won.
No, these are all my buddies that just gave me a hard time back in the day. But, they're most of these guys that give me a hard time were actually at the U.S. Open, or some of them came up to watch me this past week. So, yeah, I got some great friends, but they'll give me a hard time every now and again for my name.
All right, well, Smiley, I'm not going to hold you too much because, you know, I know you want to get out there and have a few pops. But, you know, here's the thing. So there's an event in the finals in Charlotte. So I'm always torn with guys that have already won on the web.com tour. I want to see you. I want to meet you. I want to hang out with you when you get here to Charlotte. But then again, when you go ahead and win two more tournaments, I won't see you here. So there's that catch 22.
Wait, isn't it the Chitimacha or the...
The Chiquita.
The Chiquita.
It's a banana, bro.
Chiquita. No, that's the one in Lafayette.
Yeah,
never mind.
Yeah, yeah. You're getting rid of some chimichangas Chiquita. And Coronas.
The Chiquita.
I couldn't remember which. I knew it was something to start with a C, and it was a weird name.
The Chiquita's
a banana.
Yeah,
right.
The Chiquita's one of the final events, so if you go ahead and get your promotion, we won't see you here.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, that's not true. I'll be there.
All right. All right. Well, we look forward to having you here.
Even if you get your top 25, you want to go play in this final event and improve your status on the PGA Tour.
No, so, I'm saying you're getting your three wins, so you go right to the PGA Tour.
Yeah, skip
you're
the Chiquita.
The battlefield promotion.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
Okay.
I'm on your side now.
Yeah, but now it's time for cool. Mas cervezas.
All right. Well, I'm down for that too. But if not, I'll meet you guys up there.
All right, Frowny. All right. It's good having you on.
Thanks for joining.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us, man. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Thanks. See ya.
All right, there you go. There's Smiley, Frowny, Lucky, yeah, Kaufman.
You got to love a guy who admits elementary school was tough.